الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا مولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا بين يدي الساعة. من يطع الله ورسوله فقد رشد، ومن يعصي ما فإنه لا يضر إلا نفسه ولا يضر الله شيئا. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا مولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. وقد قال تبارك وتعالى: ولا تفسدوا في الأرض بعد إصلاحها وادعوه خوفا وطمعا إن رحمة الله قريب من المحسنين. صدق الله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. My most respected ulama kiram, huffaz kiram, elders and brothers in Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created this insan, and thereafter He gave him these faculties to understand what is right and wrong. Allah speaks about it in the Quran. Inna khalaqna al-insana min nutfatin amshaj nabtalihi wa ja'alnahu sami'an basira. That we have created this insan from the dirty fluid, and thereafter we have given the faculties of seeing what is right, hearing what is right, understanding what is right, and understanding what is wrong. Inna hadinahu sabila imma shakira wa imma kafura. Allah said, we also showed him and we guided him to the two paths. Wa hadinahu najdain. That there are two paths. One is the path to Jahannam, and the other is the path to Jannat. And to make this task easy for this insan to choose the right path, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. From amongst the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, we have some that have greater virtue and greater rank than others. Allah says, تِلْكَ الرُّسُلُ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَىٰ بَعْضٍ. That these are the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam. We have given virtue to some over others. For example, amongst those that are high ranked, the highest is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ana sayyidu wuldi Adam wala fakhra. That I am the leaders of all the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, and I'm not saying this out of pride. Also amongst the high ranking Anbiya is Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah says, wa kallama Allahu Musa taklima. Allah spoke to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. He was known as Kalimullah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to Firaun. And when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam called, he started calling Firaun to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he started explaining who Allah is. One of the questions that Firaun asked him is, قَالَ فَمَرْ رَبُّكُمَا يَا مُوسَى. Who is your Rabb? What does your Rabb do? So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam replied, رَبُّنَا الَّذِي أَعْطَى كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلْقَهُ ثُمَّ هَدَى. Then my Rabb is that being who gives everything His shape. He gives everything its shape. And then Allah guides that thing to do what He wants it to do. The author of Ma'riful Quran writes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the sun, Allah has created the moon, Allah has created the air, Allah has created fire, Allah has created the water, the ocean, etc. Each thing Allah has given it its own form. And Allah has guided each thing that it has its own duties that it needs to fulfill. And these things do not shirk, they do not turn away, and do not move away from the duties that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has assigned for it. You never saw that the sun one day decided to take a rest, that it did not rise, or it did not set, or the moon. Or Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created that fire which will burn. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created these things, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala assigned these duties for these things. But Allah still has full control over these things. When Allah decides to take away that quality of it, then we will find that these things will move away from what it has been created for. Lately we see that there are different types of calamities that are taking place. It could be through the weather changes. It could be through some floods, some drought. Different calamities take place. Maybe modern scientists will give us different reasons. Maybe the reason for why it is so hot, that it wasn't hot before, is because of the ozone layer, etc., etc. They will give us different reasons. But they only understand things from the world. Allah says, يَعْلَمُونَ ظَاهِرًا مِّنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَهُمْ عَنِ الْآخِرَةِ هُمْ غَافِلُونَ. They only know about the things of the dunya. And when they give reasons for everything, they'll give it according to the dunya, according to the understanding of worldly knowledge. But they don't understand, they do not believe in akhirat. But as a Muslim, as a person who has got iman, when we look in Quran and Sunnah, that we understand that behind all these things that are taking place, there is a spiritual reason. One is a physical reason. And the spiritual reason is this, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is controlling these things. But when this insan turns away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the things around us dysfunction. Not do the function that they were created for. Allah says, وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدِ إِصْلَاحِهَا وَدُعُوهُ خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا. They do not cause corruption in the earth after Allah has brought about peace and tranquility. Mufassirin mention that when this insan, he spiritually becomes corrupt, his heart is full of anger, his heart is full of greed, his heart is full of jealousy, his heart is full of pride, then the spiritual mischief that is taking place within him will lead him to cause corruption outside. And that will lead to stealing. That will lead to killing. That will lead to shameful things. And a person will not worry of fulfilling the commands of Allah. So when this happens, then this brings about corruption and mayhem in the whole world. And Allah says after that, إِنَّ رَحْمَةَ اللَّهِ قَرِيبٌ مِّنَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ, that the rahmat of Allah is close to those people who fulfill the commands of Allah, those that do good. So Allah is teaching us that our actions will either bring the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala down, or it will bring the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala down. So the things around us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that it will not function anymore the way we want it to function. Allah Ta'ala says, Nabi Sallam said, Ad-dunya khuliqat lakum, wa antum khuliqtum lil-akhirah. The dunya had been created for you. Allah sakhara lakum ma fi samawati wa ma fi al-ard. Everything has been made subservient for this insan. But when this insan turns away, then Allah will make everything dysfunction. It will not function the way it's supposed to be functioning. But when a person does good, then it will function to your benefit. That is why we find it when Musa alayhi salatu wasalam came to the ocean, and when Firaun was pursuing them, and Allah told him to strike the ocean, and he made it into a part. وَإِذْ فَرَقَنَا بِكُمُ الْبَحْرَ فَأَنْجَيْنَاكُمْ, that both the groups entered into the ocean, One group Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved. That was Musa alayhi salatu salam and the believers. And the other group Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them. Likewise, when Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam was about to put that knife, the knife has the quality of killing, has the quality of cutting. But when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knew that this is going to go against Ibrahim alayhi salatu salam, what he wanted, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the knife not to cut. Allah will make the things around you according to, He'll make it benefit you. But look on the other hand, when this insan goes against the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then those things that were supposed to be there for our comfort, will no more be a means of comfort. Look at Firaun. Allah says, فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمُ التُّوفَانَ وَالْجَرَادِ وَالْقُمَّلْ وَالْضَّفَادِيَ وَالدَّمَ آيَاتٍ مُفَصَّلَاتٍ. That when Firaun decided to go against the commands of Allah, he was too proud to accept the truth. Then Allah said, we sent down floods upon them. While they were sitting happily in the castles and enjoying themselves or having these meetings, suddenly the water will just come into the castle. So much of water, so much of flood that they had to start running. You are in a place of comfort, but you got no comfort. Well, Jarad, Allah said, we sent locusts and ticks that their plantations. It may seem that it's flourishing. Their gardens may seem flourishing and their farms may seem flourishing. Enough of crop. But then Allah sent these locusts to come and eat all these crops. What the father? Allah said, we sent frogs. Everything they opened, there's a frog that is coming out, even if they open the food. And they want to eat, they're hungry, very, very hungry. And you're opening that and what's coming out? A frog is leaping out. Who's going to eat that food thereafter? That thing was supposed to be a means of satiating your hunger. And now you can't eat. What dumb? Allah says, we turn anything that they wanted to drink, we turn into blood. They're looking at the water. They're looking at the thing that they want to drink. But now when they're lifting it up towards their mouth, suddenly it turned into blood. So Allah says that when this insan goes against my commandments, goes away from me, then the things around him will not work in his favor. But when that insan, he comes close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the things around him will work in his favor. Therefore we understand that a person's actions has a great effect in the things around us. And sometimes it's not on an individual level. It's on a global level. A person mustn't think that sometimes I'm doing some guna. It's between me and Allah Ta'ala. And no one else is suffering. I'm suffering. No one else is going to suffer from it. Whereas when you look in the ahadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned there are certain sins that if a person does it, or few people, or a whole community do it, then everyone is suffering. Not only few individuals. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned in one hadith, explaining the Ashratu Sa'ah, explaining the signs of the day of Qiyamah. The Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, لَمْ تَظْهَرِ الْفَاحِشَةُ فِي قَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُؤْلِنُوا بِهَا. And shameful things, immoral things, when they become apparent in a community, so much so that it's done openly now. And you can't even stop it also. And no one is even blinking an eye also. It become part of community. It has come part of society. Illa fasha fihim. Except that you'll find that sicknesses, illa fasha fihim utta'un. Wal uja'u allati lam takun fi aslafihim alladhi madu. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send plagues and sicknesses, and such sicknesses was not heard from the people of the past. And we can see in our society when zina, and when adultery and fornication has become the order of the day, then such sicknesses like AIDS, etc., that will come about that we cannot even find the cure. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned That the zina of the eyes is to look at wrong. The zina of the hands is to touch haram. The zina of the feet is to walk towards haram. The zina of the ears is to listen to haram. And the zina of the heart is to fantasize and think of haram. If you look at the social media that we have today, what is in the form of television? What is the form of phones or cell phones? All these types of zina is found in this one thing. If a person just watching television, all types of zina is. Our ustad used to say it's called wholesale zina. Where a person is watching that filth, he's walking towards that filth. Even when he switches that thing on, the zina of the hands, he's listening to the haram, his zina of the ears. And then after he goes and he fantasizes all that haram, that is zina of the heart. So Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying that when zina becomes open, shameful things become open, then you're going to find such sicknesses that are coming. Allah protect us that you can find no cure for it. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Lam yanqusul mikyal." That when people start shortchanging people, when they start shortchanging people and they don't give people their due right, then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that you will find illa akhadahum as-sinin, that you'll find that they'll be afflicted with drought and famine, wa shiddatil mauna, high prices, prices of everything will become expensive, wa jawri sultan, and you'll find such leaders that will be ruling over you will make zulm upon you. When people are not fulfilling the rights of others, whether it's monetary right, whether it's the physical right, whichever right, when people are not fulfilling it in the correct way, then this is the punishment Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said you're going to find. That you'll find the prices of everything will be going very, very expensive. But everything is based on supply and demand. When the supply is very, very short and the demand is great, obviously the prices are going to go up. So Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, one of the reasons is that people are not fulfilling the rights of others. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, wajori sultan. When people don't fulfill the rights of others, then you're going to find leaders that are oppressive. Oppression does not only mean killing and abusing someone. Sometimes it could be in the form, Allah protect us, that your freedom of deen, which you are allowed to practice, Allah takes it away. Then you're going to get a ban on parda, you're going to get a ban on the scarf, you're going to get a ban on anything else. These are all part of it. Now we cannot look and think at those people and say that maybe they are committing these sins, because we had already mentioned that this is such sins that on a global level, that when all Muslims do not come close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then from one place, whatever sin some people are doing, it can affect another place. Then Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions that when people لَمْ يَمْنَعُوا الزَّكَاةَ أَمْوَالِهِمْ إِلَّا مُنِعُوا الْمَطَرِ, that when people do not fulfill the zakat, then you'll find that Allah will withhold the rains. لَوْلَا الْبَهَائِمْ, had it not been for the animals, then no rain would have even come. Allah is looking at that ma'asum creatures of His, and because of them Allah is sending that rain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned zakat with salah 82 times together in the Holy Quran. It's one of the fundamentals of our deen. Anyone who denies zakat, he's a kafir. He ceases to have iman. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that person who gives zakat, he must give it happily. If a person doesn't give it happily, also that is a sign that he's not happy to do this action. That also can bring the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then another very important thing, that when we are giving zakat, sometimes we think that we are doing a favor to that person who is accepting the zakat. Whereas, we should be thankful that Allah gave us the opportunity of fulfilling our zakat. Because Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, a time will come close to Qiyamah, where there will be so much of wealth, there will be no one to collect zakat. People will be burying their wealth just to get rid of their zakat. So that person who we are giving zakat to, we cannot look down upon him. But he was an opportunity of us fulfilling our farz and our compulsory act of giving the zakat. So these are some of the evils that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that if a person does these evils, then on a global way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's azab will come. Our actions has an effect on what will happen. But if you look at the flip side, even the good also comes when we do good actions. In one ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, وَلَوْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ الْقُرَىٰ آمَنُوا وَاتَّقُوا لَفَتَحْنَا عَلِيْهِمْ بَرَكَاتٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ وَالْأَرْضِ. That when a people in a town, when they become close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then Allah will send His barakat and His blessings from the skies. Mufassirin mentioned the barakat from the skies means that the rain will come. Wal-ard, and the barakat from the ard means that the land will give out its vegetation. And there will be a lot of barakat. When a person does good actions, he's getting the dua of the malaika. Which malaika? Allah speaks of those malaika that are carrying His arsh. الَّذِينَ يَحْمِلُونَ الْأَرْشَ وَمَنْ حَوْلَهُ يُسَبِّحُونَهُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. That those people that are close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the malaika make dua for him, oh Allah, forgive this person. Every day the malaika making dua for this person. وَقِهِمُ السَّيِّئَاتِ. They even make this dua, oh Allah, save them from all types of gunas, save them from all types of sins. Then when a person does good, also another benefit is that a person will see that there will be barakat in his risk. There will be barakat in his risk. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned one hadith, إِنَّ الرَّجُلَ لَيُحْرَمُ الرِّزْقَ بِذَنْبٍ يُسِيبُهُ. That a person sometimes is deprived of the barakat of his risk because of the sins he's committing. He's thinking he's working from 8 till late, and he's thinking he's going to open a little more later, maybe he'll get more barakat. He's seeing a lot of money, but at the end of the day, he's not fulfilling his needs. The barakat is taken away. And sometimes he's thinking, now why? Why is it happening? That's why the Buzugan Adin and the pious people, they look into their own lives and think, maybe I did something wrong. That is why this is happening. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, sometimes it's because of sins that we are committing. That is why we are not seeing the barakat. Then another benefit, each person is worried about his children, what will happen to his children after he passes away. In Surah Al-Kahf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it. وَأَمَّا الْجِدَارُ فَكَانَ لِلْغُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. That when Khazir alayhi salatu wasalam put that wall right, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, why did you put the wall right? He said, no, this, under this wall, there's some treasure that is there. That there are two orphan children. If this wall fell, the wealth would have been exposed. Everyone would have stolen the wealth. Allah did not want the wealth to be exposed. Why? Their father was a very pious man. Allah wanted that wealth that he kept for his children must be safe and sound. So Allah protected that. So when there's piety, Allah will even protect our children. Protect them right down to generations. Otherwise, if a person is not pious, and he left children that are not pious, no matter how much wealth he left, they will squander that wealth. So there are many benefits for the good actions that we do, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has explained to us, that our actions are such, that it will have an effect on the things that take place. We know the famous incident of that hadith, of the three people in the cave. That each one presented a good action that he did. And because of that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala moved the rock. Until in the end, they came out. Allah says, وَمِنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهَ يَجْعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجًا. That person who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will make an opening and a way for him from all his situations. Before I end my bayan, I wish to mention something that may create a doubt in our heart. And also I wish to mention one misconception. We have been mentioning about the importance of doing good deeds. And good deeds will bring good. And evil deeds will bring evil. But sometimes we see around us, sometimes people are pious, doing good things, but bad things happen to them also. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentions, "Inna ashadda an-nasi balan al-anbiya'u thumma al-amsalu fal-amsal." The people that go through the most difficulty are the anbiya alayhimus salatu wasalam, and then those people that are pious after them, and those that are below them. So this may create a misconception that they're doing good, how come evil is coming to them? Now the answer to this ulama have given is, one is, something looks bad, but it's not necessarily bad. It may seem as though they are going through difficulty, but it's not necessary, it is a difficulty. An example is given. One person, he stole something. So in Islamic law, that person's hand will be cut off. That is as a punishment. Why? Because he did something wrong. Another person is suffering with gangrene in his hand or his leg. He goes to the doctor. There the doctor, he cuts off his leg. This man not only thanks the doctor, he even pays the doctor also. So outwardly, both look the same. The hands was cut, or the leg was cut. But the one in one condition, the man is paying the person, he's thanking the person. And the other person, it's a punishment for him. So something that looks bad, is not necessarily it is bad. So for the pious ones, when some calamity or something comes upon them, then that is a means of removing their sins, wiping out their sins. And another person, if it's a punishment for him, then it's not a means of removing his sins, it's a means of punishment for him. But now how does a person recognize whether it's a punishment for him or whether it's a evil or good for him? So ulama mentioned that if a calamity comes upon a person and it doesn't make him forget Allah, it doesn't make him forget his duties to Allah, he still becomes closer to Allah, then that calamity is not a punishment. It's a means of cleansing the person. But if that calamity makes a person forget Allah, he turns away from Allah, he becomes angry with Allah, then that is a means of a punishment for him. And the second most important thing is that some people, or many people, as we say, that they say that Allah is Ghafoorur Rahim. And they use that excuse to continue committing sins. So Allah makes it very clear in the Quran. Allah says, remember, اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ شَدِيدُ الْإِقَابِ وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. That remember, I have two qualities. I am غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ, but I'm also شَدِيدُ الْعَذَابِ. I'm also one who gives very severe punishment. And which person knows in which condition he's going to meet Allah? Is he going to meet Allah in the condition when he's غَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ? When he's going to meet Allah, when he's shadid al-adab, when Allah is going to punish a person. So a person at all times, a person must always have this fear that I do not know in what condition I will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that he can remain straight and he may remain close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma habib ilayna al-iman wa ziyinu fi qulubina wa karrih ilayna al-kufra wal-fusuq wal-isyan. That oh Allah, make iman and good deeds beloved to us. Put the hate of guna, kufr and shirk in our hearts. And wherever in the different parts of the world, whatever difficulties the people are going through, we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relieve and protect the Muslims wherever they may be, especially the mujahideen. Wa akhiru da'wana and alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.